Walking this talk together.
Every hour.
Every day. This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.
We go to the Cape Epic, which wraps up this weekend. The Cape Epic is an annual mountain bike stage race, which is held in the Western Cape. And we're on to stage five today. We chat to Michael Flynn, the APSA Cape Epic Managing Director. Michael, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk. You are currently in Grabo setting up.
Yes, that's correct. Good morning, Zane, and morning to your listeners as well. Yeah, we're in Oak Valley Estates this morning. The sun hasn't come up yet, but the riders have had a bit of a wet evening and gearing up for the Queen Stage today, just under 100 kilometers, heading towards Somerset West at Lawrenceford Wine Estate. So really exciting racing and looking forward to all the action today.
Chat to us about the race for today, which is a distance of 102 kilometers. But where does the race take you over the weekend? Which areas are you going to for Stage 6 and Stage 7?
Yeah, so we're off this morning to Lawrenceford Wine Estate in Somerset West. So as you said, around 100 kilometers, big stage, very iconic, heading up Groenlandberg and the Ganto Pass. And that's today. Then tomorrow we'll do a full stage loop on Lawrenceford Wine Estate in Somerset West. And then on Sunday, heading in for the grand finale to Val de Vie Estate in Franschhoek in Paarl there.
Mm. Who's leading the pack at the moment, and who are the front runners for this particular race, or can't we say, or will we wait until the Fat Lady sings on Sunday?
Certainly based on last year, I think we've got to wait until the Fat Lady sings, but at the moment we've got some really exciting racing in the men's category with the likes of Nino Schurter and André Frischknecht in the Scotram team leading overall by about 1 minute. And in the women's racing, really exciting. We've got a South African pair, of Candice Lill and Amy Wakefield that have been very dominant this week. And so really exciting to see a women's team from South Africa at the top step at the moment. And we're really holding thumbs for them. But the protagonists, as they say, the team that overturned a 2.5 minute deficit on the last day last year, are right on the heels of Nino and Andre with a minute back, and for sure to turn the heat up, and bound to be exciting racing this the next few days.
Michael Flynn chatting to us about the APSA Cape Epic. He's the managing director for that. We're heading into the last stages of the Cape Epic, which is stage five today, starting at Oak Valley Estate, and then stage six and stage seven. This is also a very important race, Michael, for international cyclists.
Absolutely. It's a UCI race. So we've got the world's best mountain bikers for this year, the deepest and biggest pro field that we've had in the history of the race. So really, really excited about that. And certainly makes for exciting watching for the entire family and you know, all the supporters that we've picked up along the way.
Besides the rain that you've got today and probably a bit of rain also tomorrow, what are the other challenges for this race, Michael?
Look, I mean, early in the week, we've been hit, and I must give quick credit to all our crew on the ground. We've been hit by all the elements, all the seasons in one day. Earlier in the week, we were battered by some heavy winds and gusts, but we're kind of navigating a collection of landowners that need to be managed and coordinated. We go through approximately 150 different properties, private properties, you know. So, but overall, our biggest challenge has probably been the elements this week. Not just the riders that battle that, but also the ground crew who have to make all the magic happen.
Michael Flynn chatting to us, the APSA Cape Epic Managing Director. We will have the results of the Cape Epic, and of course that will be on Sunday. They finish off at Val de Vie, so Monday morning, first thing, we will obviously be having those results. Michael, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the race. I know that when it comes to cycling or running, a number of people don't so worry much about the rain. It's just another challenge for them. And that's the APSA Cape Epic that wraps up this weekend with stage 5, a distance of 102 kilometers, a stage 6, a distance of 78, and then stage 7 on Sunday, which is a distance of 80 kilometers, starting at Lawrenceford Wine Estate, and of course finishing off at Val de Vie Estate.
Walking this talk together.
Every hour.
Every day. This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.